Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. But Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters saying some narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege that left the community in ruins. A car bomb blast on Friday in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities are vowing to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Somali security forces say they have ended that deadly siege on a beachfront resort in the capital, with at least 7 dead, they said there, as well as 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility almost immediately after that attack. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Today is a day of national mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Well over 500 aftershocks have hit the town of Amatrice, where devastation is wide. Sergio Perozzi is the mayor of Amatrice.
Con le scosse che ci sono state ieri, ma soprattutto questa mattina, la situazione
è... The mayor said the aftershocks have worsened, and in terms of the emergency, they have to make sure that Amatrice does not remain isolated or risk further help, he says, of being able to get help through to them. France's highest administrative court has overturned a ban on burkinis, the full body and head covering swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. The 3-judge state council ruled the ban dealt a serious and illegal blow to the fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Marwan Mohamed is director of the Collective Against Islamophobia in France.
It's huge politically because it sends a clear message to the political elite that you cannot stigmatize part of the population just because of their religion, and it's not acceptable to restrict fundamental freedoms in a context of Islamophobia today in France.
The ban by officials of the city of Villeneuve-les-Bêtes alleged that allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim the court said was not supported with evidence. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. North Korea's latest missile launch brought a swift convening of the UN Security Council, but no united condemnation of Tuesday's launch. Fired from a submarine, the missile flew toward Japan. It is the first launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of such tests and launch over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this came about as the U.S. and South Korea carried out joint military exercises, which always have irritated Pyongyang. They see this as a rehearsal, they say, to an attack on North Korea. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has broadened its guidance on testing donated blood for the Zika virus, saying now that such blood should be tested before use. Previously, blood had only been tested in areas where Zika outbreaks have been reported. In the next 4 weeks, the blood testing will expand to 11 U.S. states. Zika has been found in Central and South America and on some Caribbean islands. Most of the 2,517 cases found in the U.S. are believed to have been contracted during travel abroad.
That's the latest world news from VOA.